This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Here's today's boy you gotta love capitalism moment. Halliburton, one of this country's biggest oil field services companies, lost more than $500 million in the first quarter of its fiscal year, yet shares were up today. That's in part because the company has cut 9,000 jobs in the past 6 months as oil prices have fallen, with the promise of more cuts likely to come. Those layoffs have hit hardest in places like North Dakota, the second biggest oil-producing state in this country, where Marketplace's Annie Baxter has been spending some time recently talking to workers on the losing end of the oil trade.
It's early evening in Williston, the capital of North Dakota's oil patch, and the oil freight running through these parts is making the Amtrak train late again. Among the passengers killing time waiting in the train station is a Halliburton worker named Scott Nyberg. He's headed to Minnesota.
I'm going to go spend some time with my wife and her parents and go see my parents for a few days.
After that, he'll do some training with Halliburton in Texas. Yes, the same Halliburton that's been cutting 10% of its workforce. Nyberg is well aware. Some of his buddies just got laid off. So did Nyberg's younger brother.
So it was, kind of unnerving, I guess. Made you a little bit nervous to wonder if you were next.
Nyberg says he'd be even more nervous if Halliburton weren't investing so much in his training. And unlike his brother, he's got a mechanical engineering degree. He hopes that'll help him stick around through the company's cost-cutting.
There's still work to be had, and those who can endure and make those cuts and not just go belly up will make it through, and then when it turns around, there'll be a mad rush to get people to come back.
In the meantime, another guy waiting at the train station, Kevin Groner, isn't rushing in.
It's hard when you come out to an area like this to say, it's all going to be great and fine.
Groner came to Williston looking for a job. It was one stop on a scouting trip by train. But then he heard about layoffs around town, so he won't bring his girlfriend, Billy Joe, out for a look. They both need jobs.
I don't think I could grab Billy Joe here and make it great and fine.
Instead, Groner says he'll keep going farther west. In North Dakota's oil patch, I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.